Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, April 16th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Sony system architect Mark Cerny confirmed to Wired that the new PlayStation console will feature a third-gen AMD Ryzen CPU with 8 cores built on the company's 7-nanometer Zen 2 microarchitecture. It'll also be paired with a custom GPU built on AMD's Radeon Navi family and will also support ray tracing and 3D audio. The upcoming PlayStation will support 8K graphics and will ship with a solid-state drive for faster rendering and reduced load times. It'll be backwards compatible with PS4 games and support actual physical media, and also support the current PlayStation VR headset. However, the PlayStation 5, as many folks are calling it for now, isn't expected until at least 2020. iOS 13 and macOS 10.15 are both expected to be announced at Apple's annual Worldwide Developers Conference that starts on June 3rd. Sources tell 9to5Mac that the iOS update will include dark mode and multiple window functionality for the iPad. iOS 13 will also reportedly introduce a new standard three-finger tap undo gesture for text input on the iPad. And Safari on iOS 13 for the iPad will automatically ask for a desktop version of websites when necessary. Other updates like font management, smarter mail, and a redesigned Reminders app are all reported as well. Sources also tell 9to5Mac that Apple's working on a new feature for macOS that allows users to send any window of any app to an external display, which would include an iPad. The feature is reportedly being called Sidecar internally and will feature a new menu that has options for making the window full screen, tiling, and moving to external displays. iPads that support the Apple Pencil can be drawn on even when used as an external display. AdBlock Plus, version 3.2 for Chrome, Firefox, and Opera, which was released last year, and several other similar content-blocking browser extensions include support for the rewrite filter option, which can redetermine when content gets blocked. Developer Armin Sebastian says that he found several issues where this makes web pages vulnerable to malicious filter strings that could execute arbitrary code. Sebastian says he told Google about the potential vulnerability, but that the company considers it intended behavior, not a bug. AdBlock Plus told the Register, quote, "We are taking this very seriously and are currently investigating the actual risk for our users to determine the best countermeasure." Salesforce announced it will acquire Salesforce.org for $300 million, which will be converted from a California public benefit corporation to a business corporation. Salesforce.org resold discounted and sometimes free software and services to the nonprofit sector. Salesforce says that the $300 million will go into another independent public benefit corporation called the Salesforce.com Foundation and make more contributions to philanthropic efforts in the future. The Indian government has demanded that Apple and Google remove TikTok from their respective app stores over concern that younger users are seeing inappropriate content and that TikTok isn't doing enough to keep children safe. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology issued the demand after the Madras High Court issued an order to ban TikTok. Maker of TikTok ByteDance requested a stay at the time, saying that it could not be held liable for third-party activities on its app and that the ban was discriminatory and arbitrary. The Supreme Court, however, refused the stay. Google will pay the Louisville Metro government $3.84 million over the next 20 months to repair damage from Google's fiber service rollout after the company ceased operations there. Alphabet announced that the service would be ending back in February after shallow trenching of laying the cables left them exposed and damaged. Google Fiber is still available in 16 other U.S. cities, and the company has also contributed $150,000 to Louisville's Digital Inclusion Fund, which provides refurbished computers to those on low incomes and offers affordable internet to residents in public housing. Finally, Facebook will discontinue P2P payments in its Messenger app in the UK and France on June 15th. The service will apparently remain active in the US. Facebook got a license at the end of 2016 to allow P2P payments in Europe for people over the age of 18 and began offering the service in November of 2017, but it's not clear that it was ever very popular. The company reported in its last quarterly results that payments and other services generated just $274 million in the quarter, with Europe accounting for just $64 million of that number. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. Remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.